After a disaster, people are always looking for a way to help. And in Ozark Wednesday, it was no different. An unconfirmed tornado tore through the Waterford and a nearby subdivision in northeast Ozark Tuesday night, damaging more than 100 homes, about two dozen severely. School was canceled Wednesday in the Ozark District, and when Craig Kondracki, a counselor at Ozark East and West Elementaries, heard about the need for volunteers to help pick up storm debris, he rallied a group of district employees to help. People were spread out across a grassy field between damaged houses, including two that were all but destroyed, picking up bits of lumber, shingles, and other items. Kondracki was out of breath from pushing a wheelbarrow full of debris.
It's part of our community. We're excited and happy to help and look around and see how much the help is needed. So we're all willing to join in. I like looking down here. You can see how many cars, 25, I don't know, 20, 25 cars. And so it's just part of our community, part of our school district, and we just want to help, love our neighbors. That's what we want to do.
He says a lot of people were looking for an opportunity to help. He was given this address by someone in the district office. At least 40 Ozark School District employees turned out to lend a hand. Kondracki says it was a joy to be able to do his part.
It's rewarding to be able to come alongside our neighbors and help and love them in this way, serve them. This is what we want to be all about in the Ozark School District. You know, so canceling school and canceling sporting events today and things like that are a no-brainer, really.
Kevin McCall and his daughters Katie and Carly also came out to help. He and his daughters combed an area around a house that was destroyed just off Highway J to collect any personal belongings they could find so they could be returned to the homeowners.
We've driven by their house for years, and we just wanted to come and help any way we could.
He and his family were home in their storm shelter about a mile away when the severe weather moved through Tuesday night. But he says the high winds that night missed them. He wanted to help his neighbors in any way he could.
It's an honor to be blessed and be able to come out and help.
His daughters Carly and Katie were also happy to do their part.
We have the privilege of being okay, so we can come out and help others who are a little less fortunate. It's just part of your duty is being a good friend, a good neighbor, a good Christian to come out and help others. So.
It feels good that you can like help something bigger than yourself.
The storms also caused damage in other parts of Greene County, including near Rogersville. To find out how to volunteer or to donate money, call the Greene County Office of Emergency Management at 417-869-6040. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.